The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
2 days to vacaciones, taking it to the motherland. But first, before we talk about vacation, I have a big announcement to make. What's good, everyone? It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Anthony A was number one for a week on iTunes. Yeah. How does it feel? We bow down.
Took out Bill Burr and Weird Al Yankovic for a week.
Dude. Yeah. Oh, man. It's been a dream come true. It's really just been a blessing to have just a different feedback. And then, yeah, of course, being number one is something that nobody can ever take away from me.
And the album was so funny and hilarious. It's 7 minutes. But the reason I DM my friends is because now we get to cut that rap tape.
You need to cut it. Are you ready to lose the rat tail?
Oh, man. It's an end of an era, as I've been saying. God. And Rat Tail Anthony, man.
Hold on. Is it more beneficial for you to keep the rat tail at this point?
Dude, at this point, now it's becoming a thing.
It's like a part of your identity.
A promise is a promise is a promise.
I know. I might be switching my vote on this one.
We don't break promises here inside the Dana Cortez Show.
Here's the thing. A lot of the successful, more mature, grown women are like, hey, it's time to go. But my immature man homies on the hood rats, they're like, yo, leave it, Poppy.
Play with
that's
it. I think I fall under the immature homies. And so I think I'm right there with them. Let's do it. Let's keep it.
No. In fact, we were talking about hair before we hit the mic because DJ Automatic got his eyebrows waxed, which you do, right?
Hold on. We get to talk about his number one album, and then you're going to flip it on me and how I got my eyebrows waxed?
Yes, because what did you tell her when you walked in? What did you say to her?
I don't remember what I said, but I remember what I was thinking. Can I tell you what I was thinking?
Yes.
Do men get Brazilians too?
Oh, yes, dude.
I really wanted to ask the girl that, and then I was like, that is way too creepy.
Now, this isn't the same realm of topics as my comedy album, so this is good.
This went left. Yeah. I had no idea that you were thinking that because I went in for my wax appointment too.
And I was thinking, I was like, what would they say if I was like, hey, let's just wax it?
I don't know.
Tell you right now. So the guy who came out before I went in, the girl looked disturbed and he looked happy.
Ew.
And I was like, maybe he got a Brazilian.
No, I went in for that. And Otto said, were you talking to your lady? Do you talk to her during that moment?
Well, you're just over there spread eagle and like showing some stranger your woo.
What are you supposed to do? You have to talk. It makes the time pass by way faster.
It's the most awkward situation.
I'm supposed to stream my debut comedy EP while that's going on, dude.
Put it on throughout the store.
Yeah. We should have this conversation during an EP. All right, guys, getting eyebrows waxed. The thing Automatic said to his lady is, don't make them too feminine.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too.
That's what you told her. Yes. I didn't know you were thinking the other. No wonder you couldn't remember. The other's way more crazy. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll start with International Cap Locks Day, y'all. I feel like if you type in caps locks, you yell when you talk. That's how I feel. I feel like it's a reflection of your voice.
It depends how I'm feeling, you know?
Oh, okay. I'm pretty loud, so I usually type in lowercase to balance.
Okay. And we'll wrap it up on International Body Piercing Day, which would require you getting some waxing done, depending on what part you're piercing.
Have you ever had any body parts pierced?
I pierced my ear, but beyond that, I would not do anything else.
Wait, DJ Automatic, you don't wear an earring?
No, I don't wear an earring, but I was like 15 when I did it. But that's another thing. Would you have to get it waxed before you got a, what is it called, a King Henry? Or
Prince Albert.
Prince Albert, there you go.
Yours is a King Henry.
Yay! Oh, no, that's good.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Offset is accusing Cardi B of cheating on him. We are going to play you audio of her response right now. We got this story and more. It's the Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by Dell. But first, famous people's birthdays. Aunt.
We have Rob Dyrdek celebrating his birthday. Aww. Kathy Bates and Elon Musk.
All right, so big congratulations to Drake. He is authoring a new book called Titles Ruin Everything, A Stream of Consciousness. You know Drake reads.
Yeah.
You know he's been waiting to drop a book for a minute.
Well, this is a book of poetry.
I don't think Drake reads at all.
Oh, I know for sure
Drake doesn't read anything but except the bank account. I don't think so. But I'm excited, though, because it's coming with an album. So that's great
news. It's going to be good. New music from Drake and a book. Books are back.
Facts.
Speaking of Drake, his papa, Lil Wayne, just got a BMI Icon Award. Why does this matter? BMI is how these artists get paid. Right now, you're listening to the radio, and we have to pay these artists. And the streaming platforms, they're not really giving them money. Basically, so shout out to these fools.
Yeah, shout out to BMI. They're basically like the lawyers on the back end who make sure that if your music getting played, they'll come and check you out. So,
And if you don't pay your ASCAP BMI, I promise you they'll come to visit
you. They'll come find you no matter what.
They found me.
Just like Baby. He'll come find you if you don't pay him too. All right, and then finally, Offset is accusing Cardi B of cheating. I don't know what he was doing or what he was thinking, but he threw it up on his Instagram story. Cardi's response is hilarious.
You can accuse me of all the things you know that you are guilty of. Don't pay attention to the country, man. I think sometimes motherfucker, I'm Cardi B. If I was giving this to anybody, it would be out. Can't regular degular schmegler, because they gonna tell the world, and I can't anybody in the industry, because they gonna tell too. So please, boy, stop acting stupid.
Regular degular schmegler.
This is exciting, because now this means that Cardi B and possibly Quavo and Offset both have music coming out.
Is that what you think?
Yeah, come on.
You
think this ain't real. This ain't real. Shortly after the BET performance between Quavo and Offset, and now they're back in the news. Come on, dog. There's no way my dog Offset is dumb enough to cheat on her twice.
Okay, here's my theory. Because Lil Uzi Vert and JT were getting so much media buzz, they were like, you know what? We got to have our own little cheating story out here.
Oh, you think that's what it is? Yeah. They got to come up as a top couple. All right, we'll follow the story closely.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Pizza pie lovers, your pizza is coming in a whole new way. We've got some big food news. Time for hottest hashtags on your Wednesday here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Pass Due Amount.
Starting with a very serious hashtag, Daniel Piedra Garcia was shot by a woman. Her name is Phoebe Copas. He's an Uber driver. And she mistakenly thought that he was going to kidnap her and take her to Mexico. So they're in El Paso. And if you've ever been to El Paso, there are signs everywhere that say Ciudad Juarez, City of Juarez.
You can see Juarez right there.
Yeah, it's right there. She thought he was going to exit and go into that area. But these signs are just letting you know that Juarez is right there. You can pretty much exit all over the city. She shot him and killed him and then sent the photo to her husband before calling police. Authorities believe that this was done because of the way certain media portrays Latinos, especially in border towns, as kidnappers and bad people. He was taken to the hospital, but didn't make it. And now the woman is being held with a $1.5 million bond. Remember when that crazy man drove from Dallas to El Paso to kill Mexicans because he thought there was some kind of invasion going on? Because that's what people say. This happened, I mean, you were there in El Paso,
yeah,
Anthony, when this happened. That's the problem, is this information being, we're being invaded and the Mexicans are bad. And so we've got to stop this misinformation.
Also,
we have
the misinformation
to stop
is a big one, too, but also dumb people with guns.
How about
is
that?
A bigger thing. Like, what is this lady doing? Like,
I don't
how
know.
How stupid can you be?
Well, and now his family is just in disbelief. I just want people to know we're good people. And what you see in the media a lot of times is not factual. There's a political agenda, and it's
dangerous.
I'd
like to also take the moment to express my thoughts and well wishes to all the rideshare drivers around the country, too. You guys pick random people
risk
up all the time. And thank you for everything you guys do, and our thoughts always with y'all.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because they got a hard job. That's thank you so much for listening to all the drivers out there. We appreciate it. DJ Automatic Food News.
Domino's has got some really cool stuff going on. They just delivered a pizza by jetpack.
So somebody's wearing a jetpack and they're flying around?
Yes, and delivering pizza. So they were at the Glastonbury Music Festival in England, and when Elton John went on stage and performed Rocket Man, they actually delivered a Domino's pizza via jetpack.
I would be scared. I do not want to fly around in rocket. Is it shoes? Is it a?
It's actually like a backpack,
like a
and then you also have like you have like some jet things on your arms, and you just go up into the. You wouldn't do that.
Hell, I wouldn't do that either.
How much do you have to tip that man? It's like not like a regular delivery.
I can't afford that kind of pizza. You know? I'm trying to look for a deal here. Domino's. All right, National Day, Anthony.
Who's the musician again?
Elton John.
Elton John.
And for Rocket Man, that was like the perfect song for it.
Getting that money. That's the craziest ad I've ever seen. All right, y'all. We'll start with International Body Piercing Day, everybody.
Okay, body piercing is a big thing. And I know the 90s and 2000s are back. People are piercing their tongues and their bellies again. So, hey, shout out to
when I'm in college, you made my fat friend named Mark get a belly button ring. I hope he still has it, because now he has children. So he has to explain that to them.
You guys are wrong for making your fat friend do that. That's like That's bullying.
All right, I'm sorry, filthy. That's what we called him.
Wait, you called your fat friend filthy and you made him get a belly piercing?
Yeah. Was that wrong?
You're going to hell, Anthony. What's the next national day?
It's International Cap Locks Day for all the people who type loud.
I'm always confused. If you leave your caps locks on, are you mad? Are you sad? Are you angry? Stop doing it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.